Oh, it's one of those days in the coffee house. February 15th, 2020, for Culture Radio. I am the artist D. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hey, D.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Everything is in,
I know.
Is in shambles. Our lives are in shambles. Tell me about this week. It's been crazy.
The week sucks. The past 6 weeks have sucked. 2020 is not nice. I want a redo.
Redo, do over. Yes, a do over. It's been all over the place. And anytime you tweet, and I'm with you every time when you tweet, this week sucked or this day sucked, I'm like, yes, in fact, it did.
See?
It's ridiculous.
I know things.
And it was Valentine's week. Friday was Valentine's Day, so people got their Valentine's goodies on a Friday, so that should have been good.
Yes.
My friend called it Penis Christmas.
Penis Christmas?
I guess because it's a Christmas for the penises.
Wow.
If the penises are that lucky.
I guess, yeah.
You've got to, you know, yeah.
Merry Penis Christmas.
Merry Penis Christmas to you as well.
I'm just all about the chocolate. I purchased a heart for myself on Thursday because I felt like it.
Absolutely.
And then my husband came home with a big one Friday. And guess what? They're almost gone.
As they should be.
Oh, gross. Life advice. It's best not to look at the calorie content on your Valentine chocolates while you're consuming them. Don't do it.
Definitely not. If you know, this is my rule. If I know that I'm going to eat the whole thing, whatever the whole thing is, you just don't look at it. Because it ain't pretty no matter what.
It was centrally located on the table. And every time you pass by, you got to take one.
What brand is your favorite heart brand?
Like, I don't think I have a favorite.
Because I always think it's the Russell Stovers, but it's not. They don't make good shit to me. Because I like a lot of gooey shit.
Who else makes? Whitman's makes one as well.
Whitman's, yeah, they also have a lot of crunchy shit. I don't know if you have Ethel M's out there. Ethel M's is kind of...
I don't think so.
They're kind of national, but they're not. They're located actually here. And they're good. They have some good shit. I just like a good jelly-filled or cream-filled...
Really? You're one of those? Oh, we could share a heart easily because I don't want those.
Oh, perfect. And I don't want what you want. I don't like toffees and crunchies.
See?
No.
I want toffee, caramels, and I'll even do coconut.
Okay. Well, I'll do coconut, but I prefer anything like the orange cream.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I find those so unsettling.
Oh,
keep in mind, I don't do orange and chocolate anyway. Come on.
Right, right. Well, we know what we know what we're going to be doing together.
I should buy a heart for now. Come visit me and we'll just sit and film us.
Absolutely.
Consuming this beast.
It'll be another live story stream of whatchamacallit.
Gluttony 101.
Gluttony 101 with the artist D and Anne-Marie. Here's how you do it.
Do it. Yes. Do it. It's so gross, but I enjoyed it, so it's fine.
I waited too long and I didn't get a heart, so I'm just gonna get one today for, you know, half price.
Yeah, great.
And I'll spend the rest of the weekend indulging in that heart.
Do it.
Eat your heart out.
Get a big one. Get a
big one.
That's bigger than your head.
Bigger than my head. Yes. Well, and I'll live stream it and or whatever it's called. We'll story it. I've been very prolific with the stories.
I'm enjoying your stories.
Are you enjoying? Everyone seems to be enjoying the stories.
The stories get views. It's weird. There's a lot of lurkers on Instagram. They don't like your posts, but they're watching your stories.
I am seeing people showing up that I thought were dead. One guy, I was looking for him a couple months ago, like his obituary, because I thought surely, because he hasn't posted on Facebook, Instagram, anything.
Oh boy.
He's on every flipping story. Like, oh, he lives.
He's watching. What's up with that?
He just doesn't want to participate anymore, which is, I give props to that. If you can watch but not participate, good for you.
Okay. I mean, I respect that, but I don't know.
I mean, I wish that there were more. Like, I wish you did more stories. Like, stories of you talking.
Stories. Well, I'm going to Trader Joe's after this, yes. So I'll just document that, yeah. If you'd like.
Stories with your face, you know?
Oh, boy. Okay. Do I have to put makeup on? Because no. Today's, like, not one of those.
You don't. You know. And I think that's the problem is why you don't do it, is you think that you're boring, but you're not.
I'm like, you know, fat housewife goes shopping. Let's film this right now.
You and I could turn Trader Joe's into a documentary film series. It would be hilarious.
I travel 20 minutes past the one that's near me because I hate the people.
Yes, absolutely. I have many of those stores that you find me on the other side of town because I'm not going to go to the one near me.
There's one down the block from you. Yes. Nope, can't go there.
40 minutes.
Well, aggravating.
And for me, the hard part was like fitting it into my life because I'm always going and I'm not sitting around like, let me take out my phone. I'm just not. So it's been very difficult to like say, okay, let's pause for a moment.
It is actually, yes. Yeah. Take it out and let's do something. Mm. What do I do?
Or I'm driving. Like I drove like 2 hours, like morning and night last week, every day. And I'm thinking, great time for it, but I can't do that while driving. And I don't have that handy thing that our Adam has where you just.
Yeah, he's all fancy now. Yeah, right.
And now he's live streaming his commutes, which are highly addictive.
I enjoy them.
People doing boring things is entertaining.
It's a glimpse into their world, yes. Which is what social media should be, but you don't get that anymore.
Yes, that's why these mofos on Instagram that post mofos. The song. Yeah, mofos. The song. Just the song. It's like whatever they're listening to on Spotify, they share it.
Yes, as a story. I was guilty of that. Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, you put stuff. Like you decorate it. You got the little gifts and things.
Make nice. Be fancy.
You write stuff. Some people, I mean, these, especially the ones I'm obsessed with, the hot guys, they just post the audio. I'm like, oh, come on.
What are the hot guys listening to these days anyway?
All this emo shit.
Yeah.
That I don't even
What's
know.
What's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's great, but I'd rather, you know, see them shirtless. More shirtless stories, please.
Take this shit down and show me your body. Thank you.
Yes. Which is very politically incorrect these days to say I don't really like your content. I just want to see your body.
It's not nice, but you know what? Nice. We're just saying what everyone's thinking. That seems to be the trend anyway these days. Right. It's fine. Well,
I would love to talk to them. I mean, I will talk to them. I will engage them in conversation. I just prefer them to do so naked.
Just DM them. I have a suggestion. Yeah,
exactly. Would you stop with this fucking music? Please. Please. But as I'm watching, because like all of my stories are me and everybody else, you know, y'all do other stuff like the music people. And then, you know, you're like a grab bag between memes and quotes. And that's good. I like that.
Thank you.
But on my line, it's just
But I
like,
need more me.
Yeah, you. Because like me and Alexandra Billings, like she posts like maybe up to 50 Instagram stories a day.
Wow.
Like you see her getting up. She every morning it's happy or good trans morning and her feet are getting out of bed. And then it's her cats, it's her wife, it's her life, it's she's driving, she's walking, she's eating Jack in the Box.
That's dedication.
That is dedication. I can't imagine.
Or addiction.
Yeah. And there's a couple on there. My dear fabulous other cousin Bradford, he's on there and he Instagram stories his entire life. And of course he's, you know, jet setter, so he's all over the world and picture after picture of seals and penguins.
I would look at the seals and the penguins. Yeah. That's exciting.
And he's very gay, so it, you know, it's him looking buff and naked, it's his friends looking buff and naked.
And a seal and a penguin.
And a seal and a penguin. It's the perfect mix. It's perfect.
So I'm going to go follow right now.
I like humans on their Instagram stories, closed or not, whatever. But everything else is great. But I noticed that there's not many of my friends that really, it's not a lot of FaceTime. So I implore you.
I have the same, actually. They don't really dabble in anything like that. It's me.
Oh, you have a lot of faces talking?
Not in my feed at all. Feed. I mean, okay. It's interesting stuff. I once in a while you get a picture. A lot of lurkers. Yep. I follow all the celebrity chefs, so they're posting their faces and they're entertaining to me. Mm-hmm. Got them walking into the studio. They're doing this, right. And it's a glimpse into their life. I find that interesting.
It is. I think all of our lives are interesting, more interesting than we know. Your trip to Trader Joe's, I'm sure, is complete star ratings.
Wow.
And I had to get over the thing that I think other people are in love with is that the stories go away. Because, like, the people I mentioned, like, I can't imagine doing that 50 times a day and knowing that it's going away.
Is it saving a copy onto your phone?
It is, because now that I have the upgraded, thanks to you, the upgraded Instagram with the professional thing, when you go in there, you can post forever stories. Like, you can pick, like, 5 and put them on your thing. And when I went in there, all of the stories I've ever done are in there. So they're saved and they're in there. But as far as people watching, they go away. And that just seems like a lot of work. I'd rather put all of that on my feed and have them be able to see it all the time. But it's not the world we live in.
Well, like Snapple. Snapchat still keeps the stories, doesn't it? No, it doesn't.
You say Snapple.
Snapchat. Snapple, yes. Maybe I did say Snapple. Remember those Snapple commercials?
These kids, I remember those. These kids on Snapple these days.
Snapple
with their with their Tic Tacs. Yeah, Snapchat, and it saves it too, but they also go away, and that's
TikTok kind of stays.
Yeah. Oh, does TikTok stay?
I think that stays.
You might have almost got me to Snapchat, but TikTok, I ain't got no time for that.
No, I got an account so I could watch my kid be stupid, and he doesn't really do much these days because He got smart.
Hey, be more stupid. Go on there, be more stupid.
No, please. Yeah, please. Spare us.
I'm enjoying it. And other people are. It gets more views and more comments than
Yes, photos. You interact a lot within this story land. It's just weird.
And that's the only reason I did it was several comments were like, you should do this all the time. And the Valentine's shit I posted, everyone was like, oh my God, I needed that.
Aw, you saved the world.
And I didn't even mean to.
You're the man. See? Look at you.
I just don't think like that. After seeing all of the people, every year they go into the same depression. That they're single and they're lonely and life is sad. And Valentine's Day is just this commercial bullshit. I just don't see it. Because it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me either, but people get really upset.
They really do, and really depressed. And
it's like, go buy yourself a heart. Yes. I did. Really, who cares? Eat it and enjoy.
You can, and I don't mean this as it sounds, but you can pleasure yourself in many ways.
I binge watched a lot of shit last night. It was good.
Exactly. You've got the heart. You've got binging. I had a beautiful dinner, and we're all alone. It's okay. You can watch this crap on Hulu.
There's a lot of crap on Hulu.
That you've just discovered.
I don't know where to begin. Where do I begin with this crap?
All I had to hear was brothers' wives. And I thought, oh,
Brother husbands.
Brother husbands.
It's from 2017.
It's a special kind of
it's a special kind of dumpster fire.
Dumpster
where this young couple got married at 18 and 21. you know, good Christian couple.
Oh.
And like two kids later, the husband meets somebody. The somebody falls in love with the wife. And the husband's like, let's just make this work. What? What is this?
Are they making it work together? Or
they're all making it work together. Okay. Triplets came along. Oh. There's five kids. The men don't work. They stay home with the kids.
Oh.
You know, fine, whatever. Wife goes out. She's got awful wigs. I don't know what's going on here, but everybody's gay and they don't know it.
They don't know it. You've shown me a photo and I can attest. Everybody's gay.
Everybody's gay.
It looks like
two
gay twinks on a couch with their best girlfriend is what I'm seeing.
Yes. Yes.
And they both look terribly unhappy.
The wife is just there to provide.
Yes. Yeah, that's what are they doing at home all day while she's at work?
Taking care of the babies and taking care of something else.
And other things.
Amazing stuff. I only watched the first 10 minutes and I had to fast forward through the end to find out the DNA results in this show. And I can't do it, but I have to. Like, I'll visit later. I have to go back.
You'll fast forward through more.
I'm like, this is awful. I tried Real Housewives for a while. I can't do it.
No. I haven't seen that. Maybe I saw like one when it came out all those years ago, but never.
Maybe I picked the wrong one. I did New Jersey. I can't.
No, that's too close to home.
I'm like, shut the hell up, you really.
That's just an everyday occurrence. That's what you hear outside of your house. You need to
it's
do
true.
Like
It's true. I can't be bothered.
You got to do Atlanta. I heard Atlanta looked good. Because the women in Atlanta are another story.
There's a few, right? And they got Texas or something. Oh, it's got to be something.
They're all over the place.
Down there. Orange County, of course. The Bravo franchise taking over the world. But this particular train wreck, Brothers Husbands, is on TLC.
Oh, of course it is.
And that showed up after I finished my 600-pound life.
Of course it did.
Oh, God. This woman is bitching that she can't lose weight and wants to change her life while consuming chocolate cake while her daughter makes her breakfast. Like, what are you doing? And I say this as an overweight woman watching the show. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Do you not see the pattern of what is forming and why you're having trouble with this? I got it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You know, it's beyond the slice of cake. You know, it's...
There's the book title right there, Beyond the Slice of Cake.
But that's how I spent my Saturday, so there you go.
I think that's wonderful.
Should have been working.
It's a way to love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself...
To feel good about myself.
And feel good about yourself. Yes, when you see that much... stupidity, and they're just lost.
Oh,
they're
God.
Lost in the cake. They're lost in the breakfast. They can't. They have no idea. And these men, who are clearly gay, who could be having the time of their lives, but no.
Do they get paid for being on this stuff? What's the deal? Because I want to sign up.
True. You got to ask. Is it like a Jerry Springer type situation where it's more like it behooves you to be that crazy and that out of control and that stupid?
We got to research this.
And we got to follow up with those brothers.
Oh, you're going to make me watch the series? Damn it. Okay, I'll do it for you.
Well, since it was 2017, we'd like to know where they are now.
It hasn't been renewed, I don't think. One series.
You got to do enough research.
I don't know. I got to look.
Try to find out who they are, and we'll have them on the show. And we'll ask them why. And hopefully by now in 2020... they have moved, the two men have moved to LA and
yeah,
embraced
that's what I'm
themselves.
Waiting for.
Yes. The follow-up.
Oh, it's canceled. It was canceled. Look at that.
It didn't work. Imagine that.
Well, shit. Oh, where are they now? It already happened. It happened last year.
Oh. You'll have to follow up. You got to see.
Oh, I got to watch this. Oh,
at God. Least that. See? That's what happened with me in the circle. I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And now
I can't wait for that to start again.
Me too, actually. That was good. that was good.
And, oh, God.
And my Netflix is forever ruined now because of that and you, because now all it thinks that I want to watch is reality television.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you enjoyed The Circle. How about these other 6 million things you're going to waste your life on? You've got to.
That's
look
what it
you.
Is.
You got to look after yourself. You got to be your own sweetheart. And that might be why I never had that Valentine's Day. This is such a commercial. Blah blah blah. It's just because, you know, I've always loved myself. If no one else was there for me, I was there with a box of chocolates, and a. A Netflix marathon.
But I mean, does receiving those things make everything better? No, you're still going to be empty inside if that's what you're feeling to begin with.
That's right. When you look for that, you know? that validation from others, it's not good because that's a story you're telling yourself with.
It looks good on the outside. Makes a good Instagram picture, dude. Come on.
It does. It's true. The flowers in the vase. Gotta love that. But. Don't lie.
I took
to
a picture with my cat sitting on it in front of the vase looking like a bitch.
She is a bitch.
She is. I love her.
We love you, Magnolia. But as you've pointed out, Valentine's Day, the source is from Saint Valentine, who died in a very ghastly manner. Was executed. He was, what's the rest of it? What's the rest of the story here?
Beaten and beheaded.
And beheaded. All for our love.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. That's a lot. It's just a lot. But, you know, leave it to the American Christian / whatever to take something ghastly and turn it into, you know, happiness.
Yeah. We really do mess things up.
Everything.
Saint Valentine.
There's a lot of Saint Valentine's facts, but I took no time to read them, so.
Oh, that's okay.
It's really, yeah. There's
it all comes down to the chocolate anyway.
To the chocolate. Get some chocolate. Chocolate and a stuffed thing. That's what that's what people are upset about. Think about that. My mate didn't bring me chocolate and a stuffed thing.
Or heart-shaped jewelry.
Heart-shaped jewelry.
Nobody wants heart-shaped jewelry. Nobody wants that.
I don't.
Nobody wants to get engaged on Valentine's Day either. That's just cheesy.
Mm. Yeah, and very, I wouldn't recommend it.
That whole Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, all that stuff should be off limits.
Because then you are setting yourself up forever. For the pain of forever, actually. I just saw on Facebook. Someone saying, this day is always kind of bittersweet because it's the day that my husband left me. Like, well, see?
Well, there you go.
There you go.
He should have waited until the 15th.
Could have waited until the 15th. But he had to go because his sweetheart was waiting.
Ah, yeah.
So there was no choice. There's no choice. It's all right. I've never had there's never been a Valentine's Day with chocolates and candy, and I mean there has with people, but you know, it's not like normal people. Obviously I'm not like normal people.
Surprise
Not at all. I'd rather just, you know, if it was a couple situation, we bought ourselves what we wanted and sat there and ate it and watched television. There you go.
That's what it should be like. Should, you know, be. Just stuff you do together, and I don't know, why not?
But it could
go out
be
to dinner for your heart-shaped ravioli, D, and pay $20.
No, the heart-shaped ravioli and the heart-shaped condoms. I saw that this week.
What's wrong with people?
Thankfully, the condom itself is not in the shape of a heart, but the just package. The
reservoir tip, perhaps, is a heart. What? I mean, what the hell? I don't get it.
It was mainly just the package, although that would have been better. Your design would have been better. And why not just cover it in hearts, which would
show
be
show your love
better.
In many ways.
Many
That's
ways.
Basically what it is.
Absolutely.
Hey, fun fact. Tomorrow's the 16th, and 24 years ago, I asked my husband out on a date.
Oh, my God. 20, did you say 26?
I think it's 24. I have to do the math. Yeah. I don't know how to do math.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I think
24 years. That's just frightening. Years.
Wow. I think it's because...
I know.
We were bored. I was thinking, I have a lot of anniversary lovey dates between February and April. And I think it's because, yeah, what else were we doing? It's winter. You're depressed from Christmas, so you finally find somebody and you date them and then they, you know, get engaged.
Want to hang out? Fun. That's how it starts.
Because I'm sure something must have happened in February because I got married in March. It was all very quick. And that was 11 years ago.
That's a long time, Dee.
Yeah, it is a long time. 26 years is also a long time, Anne-Marie.
I'm approaching 19 years married. Wow. So, like, holy shit, I'm one of those old people you see on Facebook. I should have had, like, 4.5 kids or something. It just didn't work out.
It's all right.
Two dogs, a house, a boat, you know?
It's okay. It's
fine.
Not
fine.
Worth it. Not worth it.
I don't have the patience.
How long before... So you dated. You went out on... So he said yes, I guess, on the first date?
Yeah, we went out and it's...
And then...
Yeah.
Did he... how long did it take to propose in this old-fashioned courtship?
Couple to 3 years or so.
Three years.
You know,
wow.
we had some cultural things going on. He was an off the boat Greek, so like he had to really make sure he was ready to.
Got it.
Cross that line. Dun, 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 dun.
Commit. Yes.
I'm sure sometimes he still has regrets. he's like, oh shit.
What have I done with myself? I don't know. He seems to have such a dry sense of humor. I think he understands.
He's very tolerant. He lets me just do what you got to do. Just go.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of circumstances then. That's why it took so long. But for me, I always dated fast and married fast, and
that's your thing.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Because when you know, you know.
That's true. I believe that.
There's the quote of the day. When you know, you know.
I believe that. That's with everything, not just love.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it could be worse. We could be on an airplane. Getting the shit beat out of us.
Wait, let me punch my chair. Repeatedly.
That's what it sounded like. The internet is divided on this man who...
I don't get why the internet's divided.
I don't either. This guy, for those who do not know, was repeatedly punching a woman's airline seat because she was reclined into his space, and he was in the back, so he couldn't recline. And so he just started punching it, and she started filming it because she didn't want to put it up, but, you know, she wanted to make a national incident of it. Of which she has.
Yes, she has.
It has divided the internet. As some people think, she should have put her seat up. Others think that he is an asshole.
Space is tight as it is, so it's rude to recline. That's what I'm seeing a lot of.
It is. And that's what I'm thinking. And it sounds like he asked, because I had to read up on it, because I knew there was more to this story. Because he did ask her. And she said quite rudely to put it up. And then I guess he ate. And when he was done eating, she saw that and put it back down.
And
then he started punching. I think that they're blaming the wrong... The anger and rage is like aimed at the wrong group of people. It's airlines have packed us into these sardine cans. And whether you have the right to recline or not, maybe you shouldn't.
I don't know. See, my thing is, it's just best to assume that when you're on a plane with reclining seats, there's a possibility of that seat going to be, it's going to be reclining.
It's going to be reclining.
And it's just, it comes with the territory. I've been in that back row before on a long flight, you know, transcontinental, lovely. The seat goes back. I'm sleeping. I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I am uncomfortable either way.
I don't know.
Either way, it's uncomfortable, and I'm not going to bitch about it because it's already, I'm not having a
good time. I mean,
time.
It's an airplane. It's Jesus. An airplane. You got to fight over the armrest. And if you're in the middle, you got to get up for the guy who's got to pee by the window. Mm-hmm. Come on. Where does it stop?
That's my thing is where do I put my feet and where do I put my arms? If we could fix that, that would be lovely. But I don't really care if someone's reclined. And honestly, not that I've had that many plane rides in different airplanes, because I pretty much stick with the same type. So I don't know how this is and how infringing it is on some other planes. But I've been reclined and I didn't even know I was reclined because it's just this little inch of space.
Yeah.
So it's really not that big of a difference. I would not have turned it into such a big thing. Of course, now it's spiraling out of control. People are short-circuiting, walking around like fucking robots on Twitter.
Well, now they're just getting nuts. It's rape culture.
Rape culture.
It's male rage. What the hell is this? It's tired people traveling. Like, that's what that
exactly.
is.
Exactly. And it's white privilege. And that's the first thing this morning that it does not even cross my mind. And I think this speaks for, like, if we ever did become this type of culture that we don't even see color or gender, I think that we'd still be, like, short-circuiting into this bullshit, because all I thought was two people are tired, like you said, on an airline. Sad. You know, they're over it. And he kept punching, and it wasn't, like, punching. He was, like, you know, rocking her chair, practically. And she kept filming. And if I was in either of those situations, I'd probably be more so the filmer. I would have filmed it and would be laughing about it on social media. And then I would have put my chair up and would have laughed at the dude. Yeah. Like, okay, message received. Sorry. Yeah, that's cool. Whatever. I'd be laughing with the guy. But instead, it spiraled immediately to, this is man versus woman. Because I guess the steward, the can't call them that anymore. The flight attendant,
yes.
She gave the guy a free drink and told the woman to put her seat up and delete the video.
She was seeking peace on the flight. That was her job.
Yes. And the woman, who knows how she acted towards that flight attendant, because maybe the flight attendant offered her a free drink too. We don't know. Because that would have been appropriate, you know. Put your seat up, delete the video, I'll get you some rum. You guys be good.
It probably silenced him for a bit, and that's great. Yeah. He stopped punching because he was drinking.
But she, of course, it was, you know, they punished her because I guess she got irate with the attendant. And then the attendant gave her what I've never heard of, but some kind of, you know, fine ticket from the airline saying that she's been a bad passenger and needs to stop. An insubordination on the flight. A little note.
How far do these seats recline? It's only, what, a couple of inches?
Yeah, if that.
It's not like it's going back 8 inches and you're, like, in the guy's lap.
You're not in his lap. He's not looking you in the face. It's just a little bit. And this Twitter feed, the many Twitter feeds that we found, first of all, people with the etiquette. You should, you know, think about other people around you, put your seat up, whether it reclines or not. And then there's others where it's like, well, it reclines, so use it, which I think is fine. I'm in the court of, you know, just deal with it. Whatever is happening, it is made that way. Look, if they want to recline, go ahead.
Your tray will adjust if they recline, you know?
Yes.
You're not going to get smacked in the face with it. Yeah. Everything just, your TV set adjusts. Mm-hmm. When it reclines, it's for reclining. Like, things are going to happen on this plane. You're going to try to get comfortable. What the hell's the big deal?
I feel there was a lot more to it as far as, I bet she was, and I'm saying this as just her as a person, not because she's a woman, but
disclaimer.
I bet she was being annoying in another way, in which he had to finally hit the roof and start tapping her seat violently for 5 minutes.
I believe that. Yes. Yeah.
And also within the court of both of them having, you know, a bad time. They've been flying, they've been traveling, they're both upset. I always err to thinking that person must be going through something. And I don't know what it is, and I hope they're okay.
In the meantime, shut up.
like the very, very saintly response to people that speed that I've heard some people say is like, you know, wow, I hope everything's okay. When they go past you at 100 miles an hour, I hope okay.
I'm like, asshole, you know.
Well, this last week with all this driving, I am there as well.
Man.
There's some stupid people out there doing some stupid things. But I still thought, you know, oh, I wonder where you're going. I wonder why it's so important. Are you going to work? It's so important you get to work.
He probably has to go to the bathroom. You never know.
Exactly. He could have IBS. He could need to shit. You just don't know. See? The wife could be in labor.
You never know.
He could be late for work. But however, these people on their regular commutes that are not going to be late for work, and they like hit it, like they got to, you know, they're just tossing themselves through traffic trying to get through.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why do you want to get there early?
See, air travel. It's not a regular commute for many people. So it's stressful.
Right.
Right? Exactly. I would think.
Yep.
You got to put yourself in a zone. So it's like no one's really comfortable. You got to get along for the next, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours plus. I just don't see why people go batshit.
Yep. They were
I'm not going to get mad at the toddler who's screaming. I'm just not because, I mean, we're all miserable. And so is that little kid.
We all want to be screaming. Yes.
I don't know. I get frustrated with everybody. All these rules.
Yes. And then the translation to people's brains literally is, we quote, the blatant condoning of male rage and entitlement while women are shamed for asserting their space. This is disgusting, this person says.
Okay.
Physically, she has been physically assaulted.
Well, you know,
I can't.
All right.
He should
is
be.
Is he a dick for banging on the chair? Yes, he is a dick. I believe that. There could have been another way to go about that.
He should be banned from the airline. I hope she sues him. Wow.
Yeah, this woman had fused discs in her back, and she was trying to accommodate her disability, is what I'm seeing here. Yes. Okay, great.
I see in the article she is now saying in her Twitter and her whatever her feeds that she's had several x-rays. She's missed work. So now the case builds.
But, you know, he should have booked first class if he wanted space. If she had a disability going on, she should have booked first class.
Yes. Or she should
have been proactive about her own, you know, her own situation.
Yes.
You know, we're proactive, but when someone a person of size has to buy two seats, right?
Right.
Be proactive about that and take the two seats. You have this disability, you should be buying your first class or business class seat so you could recline.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I thought the same thing. Same thing, as especially with large people. And most people are large. I mean, even if they're not fat, we're all very large. We Americans are giants. Some of us. And
hey, but even if you're not, you want to be able to like spread your legs on the plane.
Right. And so when an average man of like, you know, normal size, they don't fit well in a seat. So if he's next to me and he's squeezed into the middle seat, he's getting the armrest because he needs it. There's just nothing.
Right.
I'm going to accommodate. We're in a sardine. We're all uncomfortable. So I'm going to accommodate. And if I had a back injury, well, this is the thing. There's a good point. If you have a back injury, she should have put her seat up instead of being, you know, assaulted then. And she videoed instead and took the pain. And prolonged her pain.
It's all wrong.
It's all wrong. White male privilege. This never would have happened if it was a black man, says another person. His behavior was disgusting. Oh, here's one. His behavior is disgusting, but also reclining your seat is disgusting. Oh, so we've got two disgusting people.
No, man, if that seat's got the ability to recline, shut the hell up.
Yep.
Then give us a plane with seats that don't recline.
Yeah. And then you got
the option is there.
Think about the whole, like, how we led up to this also is, so how did he get the back seat? I mean, was he stuck in the back seat? Did he purposely choose the back seat?
Usually those back seats, from what I understand, because I was given those back seats, our flight was canceled, and they were moving passengers to other flights, and like they keep those seats open for that event, and my family got that back row.
Yep.
You know, fine. It wasn't awful. I'm more appalled that, never mind the seats not going back, you're next to the friggin' bathroom, probably the biggest, the busiest bathroom on the whole plane.
That's right. That's much worse.
Let's bitch about that.
That's much worse. Exactly. He's been, his senses have been assaulted by everyone going to the bathroom. It's very uncomfortable. I think that's what everyone needs to just agree. This is all very uncomfortable. And nobody wants to be doing this.
But it's air travel. Like, I wouldn't expect anything else.
No.
There's just no reason to be acting like an asshole for both of them.
Unless we're going back to, you know, the good old days where you can have the cushy reclining seat with, you know, the bar and everyone's smoking, then it's never going to get any better. That was the best. When it was like
at the airport,
like a
guys.
Cocktail lounge up there in the
have
sky.
A nice full meal. You know, they got those restaurants there. Be a glutton for a half hour, pig out, nap on the plane. You don't have to deal with anybody.
That's true. You should spend your time wisely at the airport. Have a couple cocktails. But of course, these people in this Twitter feed would be like, oh, there we go. Endangering the plane by drinking.
That was the one I ain't flying it. What do I care?
Right. That was the one I saw here. How dare the flight attendant give him alcohol. Give this this woman abuser.
This assaulter.
Assaulter. alcohol, and then and literally she said endangering the entire plane.
Wow.
Who are we?
Oh, no.
Going
that's
on?
Amazing. That really is amazing stuff.
Is. I can't imagine. But that's where, you know, people of all these divisions and all of these persuasions of craziness. Extremes. It's all extremes. It's just like the Democratic Party right now with all their extremes.
No, oh, please. We're worried about the coronavirus. Jesus. This is the spread of assholism, and we're not doing anything about it.
Yes.
Where's the mask for this?
Yes. Pardon me, madam. It appears you have caught some assholism. And it appears to have spread to the man in the back seat. And now you are both behaving like
That's
assholes.
That's it. Imagine sitting next to them with all this. You're like across the aisle. You're like, what the hell is this crap?
That I'd be filming. And also
somebody has that video. Yes. Someone's got it.
Yeah.
Search Twitter. Someone filmed it. Someone must have documented that crap.
This is why we can't have nice things. And we can't all get along. Because we got these people in the air. And these people are deciding who to vote for.
Yeah. It's true.
These Bernie people. These Bernie people, man.
My whole feed. Bernie. Shut up.
Just the extremeness. And all the people on the sidelines pointing out, you know, like, this is why we don't win. And they're like, shut up, Bernie. And I saw some of it this week because everyone, like, you know, speaking the truth but don't want to because we're afraid it's going to jinx something. But just like I said, I might have said it on the air, maybe not, but you almost want Bernie to win just to show people, let's show them the fight that will happen. Let's show them the election that will happen and he will likely lose.
Sure.
Just so they see that because they're never going to let it go. If anybody else is the candidate, it'll always be, well, Bernie could have done it. And this is probably the last time that Bernie can do it. I mean, I hope. Another 4 years.
Bernie's propped up with a stick. Jeez.
They're wheeling him out on stage. in the Hannibal Lecter kind of way. This is your candidate.
It's amazing. Well, I mean, it's right. My feet is attacking Bloomberg now. Mm-hmm. You know, fine, and, whatever. But like, they really, the pitchforks come out for everything. It's just, it's exhausting.
Yes. And did you see the ones about Pete and how he's not gay? He's pretending to be gay to get the vote.
Ah, God bless Pete.
I mean, that's like, I don't even know the comparison for that, but that's not what you pretend to be to get the vote, okay?
This is exhausting. This isn't even the election time. I mean, really, if we're doing this now, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. And that's why you don't want Bloomberg, because they're going to go back to his entire mayorship and talk about how he banned big gulps or whatever.
Oh, they're doing it all now.
They're doing it now.
He's a racist, but meanwhile, he was elected 3 times. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the hell's happening. Yes. And I admit I have to read up on everybody because I haven't really been paying attention. Now's the time to pay attention.
It is now the time. But absolutely.
Part of me doesn't want to pay attention because I don't want to get caught up in the bullshit.
Well, you don't have to answer this question, but I don't even want to ask.
Go ahead.
My God, where are we in the world where I'm hesitating to ask? Are you a Democrat? Registered?
I am a Democrat. Okay. Yes.
So you are voting.
I was a registered Republican because when I was registering at 17, you just kind of follow your family's party. I didn't know.
Sure.
And I switched about, oh God, maybe 10 years ago.
Good. Good for you.
How do you like that?
Good for you.
I took an online quiz, looking at that one of those who do you support? Who do you side with? And I appear to the very close results, but my two closest candidates were Bloomberg and Warren, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, I think Warren appeals to a lot of people, and I think they need to read up on her because she's as we all know, she's been mine from the beginning. But
she's a woman, so I don't know.
I'm amazed that the Amy Klobuchar and. Oh, the other old dude, not Biden. But
I figured Amy would have a bigger presence, and I'm just surprised she doesn't.
I'm just surprised she's still there. I just don't think it's worth her time right now. But I'm a Warren head. So, but I'm also a libertarian, so I can't vote for the Democratic thing. So at least you're doing the thing. So yeah, you definitely have to.
I have to pay attention. I just wanted the pool to get smaller, before I have to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the smart thing. And really, I think these folks who have been paying attention since the beginning, like myself, but they kind of get a little overwhelmed with it. And that's why we have the Bernie Bros, is because they've been in it from the beginning. So they're really in the fight. And if you join the fight when you're supposed to, like now, it's a little less crazy, but I mean, I've been following along since she came out, since Warren came out,
right?
So, and I do feel just as impassioned. Like, I will be very disappointed. I've put a lot of time and effort into that woman.
Do you get calls from the campaign still?
I do. I still get calls, and they're usually the gay man because they're totally doing that. They do great with the marketing. They know what you like.
They're very smart.
And they send me a picture of themselves in the Warren gear. And it's like attractive gay men wearing a Warren shirt. Okay, you know what I want to
see. Well, Bloomberg, he's got the money to do this. He's taking out advertising with like Fuck Jerry, BuzzFeed, with all those little side...
Yes.
Not BuzzFeed, but the side projects that these guys have. And it's amazing. I'm like, that's smart.
It is. Oh, yeah. And Nevada's caucus is coming up. So all once again, Jeopardy, only show I watch. But like, every commercial was a candidate commercial last night.
Yeah.
Night. Every commercial.
Here, smart people watch this show. Advertise here.
I think that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And I can't help but think of all the Republicans watching and how they're just groaning.
Well, yeah, we would groan too, though, if we had Republican ads.
We would.
It's just, tis the season.
It is. That's true. That is true. So definitely do some research. I don't know when the... Is there a New York caucus? Do they do that? I don't know how this works.
I don't. They just choose.
I still don't know how this works.
No, we're too. No, they choose random states that will have like a balanced representation, I guess, right, of what the country is. Is that how it goes? I don't know. Sounds good.
Oh no, there's always. I guess there's always the primary. It's April 28th for you. The Democratic primary.
Oh. Okay. But it's not like major, like no one really pays attention.
I don't know. You'll be getting all those ads.
I'm excited.
They're good ads. Let me tell you, they're coming your way.
Nobody calls me, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to start asking them questions. Hey, does your candidate watch Brother Husbands? I need to know. How do they feel about reclining on an airplane? Yes. What's the deal?
Yes. What would your candidate do if they were the ones on the reclined seat?
That's the shit that we should be asking, right? They got them all lined up on CNN. Let's ask those questions.
Oh yeah, and I think that I did say that. I texted that to somebody during one of the last debates because it's all the same shit every time.
It is.
And I said they need to have like a comedian panelist asking questions, like a me, like anybody who's funny, and they could even make it, you know. Like, this is the comedian asking questions, if they have to even make it, like, not serious. But that guy or girl should be the one saying, you know, what would you do on the airline? And what is your favorite color?
That will reveal their character, don't you think?
Yes, there should be that character investigative comedic
question. Right, people don't like Trump because of his character. Mm-hmm. So don't you want to see what else is going on?
Exactly, yes. Have you ever had an affair? You know, what is your personal
opinion? How many abortions did you make your mistress get? Right. Like, I want to know.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Have you ended your affair with the page who's been, you know, serving you coffee every week?
Yes, that's what I want to know. And it's not going to be good until we know these things. but seeing the way that all things are going, I'm sure one day we'll be there. Since the politics in general is already a reality television show in the White House.
Oh, it's a mess everywhere. I mean, I'm done. I'm just done.
It's a mess. Yeah. We just want to get it over with. We want to get there. We want our candidates. I want to see those debates with that orange man and see how that goes. And then I want America to vote and everyone
to be very
disappointed.
There probably won't be any debates.
People say that he might just not do it. Yeah.
Who knows? Jesus. Because I don't want to listen to what's going to happen after, D. That's the whole problem. They'll have a debate, and I don't want to be listening to the explosions around me. I can't. Oh, my God.
Because you're around normal people, and you get, you know,
you
hear
think
that.
I'm around you normal hear... people.
Well, they think they're normal people.
Oh, jeez.
Although I am, too, and I hear the same explosions, but.
I'm like, oh, I just reached a point where I just can't tolerate it. I'm done. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's not even just about politics. It's about every stupid thing. It's about your opinion on the airplane thing. Shut up. Everybody shut up.
Oh. That's true. Everyone's opinion on everything is just not very exciting.
I'm right. I don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Whatever they want to do in their own backyard. That's the rule. Do what you want. You can be as racist and homophobic as ever in your own
yard. Yeah, God
yard.
Bless. Do it.
Bless
do
you.
It. Own it.
But
do it.
Don't you give that to me in public.
You want to be a dick on your Facebook page? Keep it confined there. Don't be splashing out here to other people's pages giving your opinions, because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it.
We are done. We've had it. Because we know how to do it. We know how to celebrate Valentine's Day. We know how to ride in an airplane.
Listen, we are quality people.
We are. Because we care. We care about the people around us.
And we're just better than everybody. Just saying. Because we're Leos.
Oh, my God. like I said in my Instagram story, Leo, duh.
It's true.
go and Snapchat yourselves on your airplanes. Go make more Instagram stories, people, everybody out there. Make some stories. Make your story. Share your story with the world.
Make your story. What's your story?
What's your story?
Oh, you just created a hashtag for the year. What's your story?
Tell it to us. At the Artist, at Coffee House. At Anne Marie, who's actually
a
life consumer. You're all over. With a lot of underscores.
I know. It sucks. I know. And I want to change it, but I'm too invested now.
Those underscores. The underscores drive me mad.
They drive me mad.
And then I forget the end one and I go to somebody else.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just saying. I don't want you to change it, but I want you to change it.
I was named by a violent femme. I cannot change it.
I know.
I can't.
That's the only reason that I forgive it. You can't.
I was looking for a new Twitter name, and Victor DiLorenzo said, "You are life consumer." And I said, "That's it! Aha!" And he knows things, so.
He does. He does. His tweets about his coffee are still the best.
Every morning, his coffee is something. So, something. Yes.
We have so much fun on Twitter.
It's my venting place.
It's where I can get, people that agree, but then also where people disagree. But at least I get a little of both.
It's where I can talk without talking to anybody, which I love.
Absolutely. And where I make prolific statement after statement, but no one pays attention until I talked about cheesesteak and vegetarians.
Vegans, right?
Vegan. It was a vegetable. They're making, what's it called? Impossible cheesesteaks now, meaning they're vegetables. They're out. They're using vegan meat, whatever. Oh my god! And I think the cheesesteak should be left alone. You're either eating cheesesteak from a cow, or you're not eating cheesesteak.
You're right.
And
I told you about the restaurant near me doing plant-based chicken parm.
Yes.
And I must say, who is it? McDonald's that has the burger, or is it Burger King? One of them has that plant-based burger.
Burger King's got the Impossible
Whopper. You would think it was, yes, I think that's it. But according to Weight Watchers, it's almost more points than the regular hamburger.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine it's
full. You would assume it would be healthy because it's plants. Yeah. Nope.
So you got to put a lot of shit in there to make it taste like a burger.
It's true. But it's made on the same grill as the beef, so I don't see.
Hmm.
Think about it, right? Are they doing a different grill for this? No.
True. I just figured they threw it in the microwave.
True, yeah. Could do that too.
Sometimes, especially with those wonderful chicken nuggets that are at some places. It's like, y'all just put this in the microwave, didn't you?
Or they're under the fiery heat lamp.
Mmm, delicious.
Tasty.
Go get yourself some moist chicken nuggets that were sitting under a heat lamp all day long.
Yeah, it's gross.
And eat your cheesesteak with pride for Valentine's Day. Because if you're going to eat a cheesesteak, it's got to be a cow. I'm standing by that. But people on Twitter, Twitter disagreed.
There's always somebody on Twitter who's got opinions. Shut your face.
Yeah, I make these grand statements about life and the universe and how things are. And everyone's like, nothing. But you talk about a cheesesteak, people get upset.
Yes, they do. Don't mess with their food.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we're going to go eat those cheesesteaks and finish those chocolate hearts and just absolutely love ourselves. Because if you can't love yourself, how in hell are you going to love somebody else?
It's true.
Can I get an amen in here?
Amen. Raising my hands up.
Raise your hands. Raise the roof one tile at a time. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
I love you, Anne-Marie.
See, I love you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Merry, what is it? Penis
Merry
Christmas?
Merry Penis Christmas.
There you go. Thank you.
And a happy Penis New Year to us all.
Whatever that is. But all right.
All right. Okay. Maybe not.
I don't know. I got to see what it is. Maybe it's really great. I don't know.
If anyone wants to invite us to the Penis New Year, let us know. We'd like to. We'll come film.
What does that look like? That's another show topic. What does that look like? I don't know. I'm thinking fireworks. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, see? Yeah.
I picture it. Now
that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know that guy.
See? Oh, no. No, you don't. No, you don't.
And I know where he put that I know where he put that sparkler.
What's wrong with everybody?
What's the matter with you people? God damn.
For more shows by the artist Ian Dan Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is 4Culture Radio. 4Culture.com.